Chapter 2 Gifts for the Robin. The next day after school, the well-wishers rushed to the garden as fast as they could. They were eager to see their friend the Robin. "I hope it's waiting for us," said Willa. "It is," said Camille. "Look." The Robin was perched on the same skinny branch as the day before. The girls slowed down when they came near, so they wouldn't frighten the Robin. "Hello, Robin," said Ashlyn. "How are you today?" "Great," chirped the bird, the Robin. "That's good," said Willa. "Look, everyone I brought." "Look, everyone, I brought a bird book, and we brought a bird feeder, bird seed, and a bird water dish," said Camille, Ashlyn, and Kendall. "And I brought a bird hat," said Emerson. Willa smiled. "It was nice of you to bring things to make the Robin feel at home here," she said. "Let's give them to the Robin," said Kendall. Ashlyn put bird seed in the bird feeder. Camille put water in the dish for the Robin to drink. Emerson put on the bird hat. Kendall hung the bird feeder in the maple tree. "Your restaurant is open, Robin," said Willa, bowling and gusting toward the bird feeder. At first, the Robin seemed curious. It swooped down and hovered near the feeder. It flew above it, below it, and all around it in a circle. Then the Robin flew right back and landed on its same old branch without eating anything. "Bert," it chirped, "eating anything, Bert," it chirped, sounding unimpressed. "Why isn't the bird using any of the Robin using any of our gifts?" asked Camille sadly. "Probably it's just not used to them yet," said Ashlyn. "Or maybe there is something wrong with them," said Camille. Said Kendall. Willa was looking at her bird book. It says here that robins don't eat birdseed, so they don't go to bird feeders. Oh, said the girls. That's too bad, said Ashlyn. I wanted to give our robin some food. We're its friend. What do robins eat? Asked Kendall. Maybe we could find some food for our robin here in the garden. Rilla grinned. We can find food for the robin, she said, but I'm not sure you'll enjoy it. She rolled over a rotten log and pointed to the creepy crawlies underneath. My book says that this is what a robin likes to eat. Beetles, bugs, worms, and grubs. Ew, said the little come here. Recited a little jingle that she made up. Beetles, bugs, worms, and grubs. That sounds so delicious. Beetles, bugs, worms, and grubs. Our robin's favorite dishes. Ashlyn winked her nose. I don't think I like those beetles, she said. Beetles are hard-working bugs, said Willa. They chew dead wood and help to break it into little bites. So that it can become part of the dirt and their food for birds. Oh, yum, joked Emerson. So shall we make our robin a lovely lunch? A dish of warm spaghetti with a side order of swoosh. Bugs and grubs and some nice icky beetles for dessert. Okay, said Ashlyn, making a brave face. You mean okay, giggled Camille, and all the girls receded little bugs, worms, and grubs. That sounds so delicious. Beetles, bugs, worms, and grubs. Our robin's favorite dishes. But the creepy crawlies is crawlies didn't bother Willa at all. She made a little cup out of two leaves and gathered some worms, lifting them gently with her fingertips. Then she collected a few big beetles. Willa put the worms and beetles in a pile of on the cupped leaves below the tree. "I hope you're hungry, Robin," she said. All the girls stepped back. They stood still so that they wouldn't scare the robin. After a little while, the robin flitted down and picked up a worm. Then it flew back up to its branch with the worm dangling from its beak. "Enjoy that wiggly wormy spaghetti," said Camille to the robin, "with some yummy, gummy, muddy sauce," laughed Ashlyn. "So delicious."